Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you are now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset? It's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and guess what? I am excited about tonight because guess what? This is the ninth year, 9 years in a row that God has blessed me to be the overseer and under-shepherd of this worldwide internet radio show titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? I am so grateful for what God is doing through this worldwide ministry platform. I don't take it lightly or for granted. I give God the glory because it is of his doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So on tonight, we have none other than overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., will be sharing the word of God on tonight with us to help me celebrate this ninth year anniversary as a radio host. So I thank God for him for taking time out of his busy schedule to come over this worldwide platform once again and share the good news of Jesus Christ. So you're going to definitely need your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can follow along with him as we get ready to go into God's word. Once again, this is my ninth year anniversary, and I thank God for each one of you all dialing in to help me celebrate. And we give God the glory, honor, and praise for it in the name of Jesus. Now we are getting ready to go into prayer. I'm asking our listeners, if you will please lift up and keep in prayer Pastor Cassandra Ford. She has come forth over this worldwide platform twice delivering God's word. She is a minister of the gospel. She is pastoring, still under separating her church where her husband, late husband was the pastor, but she's the interim pastor there for now. But she's also a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. I am also a member. Her mother made her heavenly transition on Monday, July the 4th, this past Monday. So we want to keep her and her family lifted up in prayer. And also all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons, we want to lift them up in prayer. And all those that are sick and afflicted as well, we want to lift up my nephew who's going through some changes right now. So we want to, God knows all about it. So we're just going to take all of our burdens and cares to the Lord, because guess what? He cares for us. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, rich in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together on one accord once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised, and there is none like you in all the earth. And Father, we continue to lift up Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife, Betty Cox, who is just hospitalized after having a stroke. So we thank God, we thank you for that you are still in the midst, you're still in the healing business. We know that you're going to move by your spirit. So we pray that you will continue to touch and heal and strengthen her body. Continue to bless and strengthen Deacon Marvin Cox as he continues to stand on your word and deliver your word over this worldwide platform while he's going through challenges while his wife is still hospitalized. Now also, Heavenly Father, we come, first of all, thanking you for who and all that you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, that we know that your word is true. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family. Every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry platform, continue to bless them, continue to strengthen them. Even those of us that are dealing with health issues and challenges, and have health challenges going on in our family with our family members, we know that you are the healer. So we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and strengthen as only you can in the name of Jesus. And we also lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are bereaved on tonight. We lift up Pastor Cassandra Ford, as her mother had made her heavenly transition on this past Monday. We lift that family up to you right now and all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land. Continue to comfort them, strengthen them, as only you can in the name of Jesus. Pray now, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us for your glory. We pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power through your man of God, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, on tonight. That should there be any listener that's not saved in Jesus' name, we pray that your word will go forth with power, that they will hear your word, not only hear your word, but they will receive your word. They will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know and fulfill that God purpose in the earth, that we give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Once again, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that you are still in control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We know that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. Now, Lord, we pray that you would just continue to have your way in each one of our lives, that you get the glory. Move by your spirit. Have your way on tonight. Thank you for this 90th anniversary, Heavenly Father, as you have allowed me to be the host over this worldwide ministry platform. I don't take it lightly or for granted. I thank you that it's of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So now we pray and ask that you will bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, even those that have dialed in for the first time, maybe listening through worldwide social media platforms around the world for the first time on tonight. Bless them as well and grant them all the desires of their hearts. It will give you glory, honor, and praise as I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, and it comes to a saying on tonight. Stay humble, because in order to increase, we must decrease. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, and this applies to each one of us, every saved believer. This applies to all of us. Stay humble, because in order to increase, we must decrease. I am not going to do any announcements on tonight because I want to give Overseer Joseph E. Jackson a lot of time that he needs to deliver his word on tonight. And once again, I thank him for taking time out of his busy schedule to come help me celebrate my 19th anniversary as radio host. And I thank God for every listener that faithfully tunes in, whether you dialed in by phone or you're listening in through social media platforms around the world. Thank God for each one of you. And I pray for you all as you are continuing to pray for me and this worldwide ministry platform, that it will continue to grow, that God will continue to be glorified through it. So after Overseer Joseph E. Jackson has concluded with tonight's message, I will be opening up the phone lines once again on tonight for anyone that may have questions for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you would have an opportunity to do so after he has concluded with tonight's message. But before that, we're going to do our music break, but I do want the listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note, I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. That being said, we're going to go to our music break right now. And following the music break, we're going to come back and yield the mic to Overseer Jackson. And I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
With thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord.
Cover me.
With thyself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cover me.
Cover me, Lord. With thy presence. Oh, cover me. With thy breath, cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me. With thyself. Oh, cover me. Cover me with thy presence. Hey, 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 oh. Oh, cover me. Cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me with thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes! Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes! Hallelujah. Yes! Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Lord, sing this. Cover me! Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me! Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank God we know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. Before I bring forth Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, I'd like to give a shout-out to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located also in Hopper Woods, Michigan. Also want to give honor and praise to none other than Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder Q.T. Dox, because they are the ones, and Kingdom Builders Ministry, they are the ones that opened the door for me for the first 3 years to be able to have a platform that I'm now still having on today. So I was up under their direction for the first 3 years. Thank God for them opening this door. And now that I've been on my own under the direction of the Lord for 6 years, it's been a total of 9 years, and for this we give God glory, honor, and praise. So now, Overseer Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
We certainly honor the Lord tonight for his goodness, his mercy, and his kindness. We thank him for all that he has done, for all that he is to all of us. The songwriter said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it. Regardless of what has gone down, no matter what comes against me, I'm just going to praise and magnify God. For the Lord is good, and he's worthy to be praised." Brother Brown, we want to honor God for you tonight, and we want to thank God for choosing you to spearhead a platform that's going to be a blessing, that is and is going to be an even greater blessing to those who do not know Christ and to those who do know him. For he has given you a venue that he's going to bless and he's going to utilize before he comes back again. And so we honor you tonight, and we praise God for your diligence and for your vigilance in doing what he told you to do. I know it has not been easy. You've had some rough days, like all of us have. But I got news for you. This time tomorrow, things going to change. Wait till you hear this message that God gave it to me. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm glad you stopped playing that song, because that's the song that I play every Sunday morning just before we go into prayer. Cover me, Lord. And when they get to the "Yes, Lord, praise," you can't help but praise him for his goodness and his mercy. And while you were praying it, playing it, I was getting excited on this end. There's an old song that's ringing up in my soul tonight. I'm not a singer, but you don't have to be, because the Bible said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord."
That's what he said.
And
that's right.
And I just feel this thing deep down in my soul. So I just want to sing a verse that says, "I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, my God, I need thee. Oh, God, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee." God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy. Thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us another day. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you, as the old folks said, for a reasonable portion of health and strength, and for clothing us in our right mind. God, we thank you that we walked through the streets of Washington and other places today, and we got in cars, we got on buses, we got on trains and subways, and God, we made it to wherever we were going, and we got back home safely. No bullet carver came from any direction, whether it came from a policeman's gun or somebody that had an AK-47. God, we thank you. Because the Bible says you give angels charge over us. And God, they protected us today. And for that, we're saying thank you. We want you to look on us today. Look on the nation. The nation is in trouble, but the world is in trouble. But you said that these things had to come before you could come back. You said they were the beginning of sorrows. He said, but you need to tell us to look up, for our redemption is drawing nigh. Oh, God, one day and one day soon, you're going to crack the sky. We're going to go deep here and go home and be with you, and we thank you. But there are those that don't know you. And so, God, while we're yet here, we know that the harvest is ripe, but the labor's a few. We know that the midnight hour is struck. It's getting late in the warning system. What is going down? But God, help us to be
help
the
us.
People to be. Help us to do what you called us to do. Help us to open up our eyes and stop being so foolish and begin to redeem the times in which we live. This is not a playtime now. This is time to be real. We ask you, God, to anoint us to go forward in your power, my God, and in your strength. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you, and we love you. And we ask right now that you would watch over us, protect us, and keep us, but more than anything, allow us to deliver what you want to say to your people. Less of me and more of you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Satan, the Lord binds you. I know what you tried to do all day long. But the Lord has defeated you. And God is getting ready to do something great in the hearts and the minds of his people. God, do something. Touch them now. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Brother Brown, I have to say this. The other day I had the chance to text you the message and the scripture, realizing that your time for this anniversary was coming up. But one of the things that happens to people who are retired is that we forget days and times. There was I look forward to holidays, but now they're just another day.
That's right.
I have to ask my adjutant, what day is it? And I really forgot that the day was Thursday. But I thank God for the Spirit of God because I was sitting on the couch and he said, go get your computer, your iPad, and open it up. And I did. And when I opened it up, there was your notice to the people saying that the day was the day that we were supposed to come to honor you. So I just want to tell God, thank you for back to my remembrance. Listen, I want to go into the word. First of all, let me say thank you, and I honor every one of the ministers who are listening, and to all the people of God, we honor each and every one of you. Pastor Brown could have had anybody, any of you speak, and many of you are far greater than I. He asked me, and so I'm asking you to do, as the scripture says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Pray for me. Pray for me. All right. Pray for me. My God. I need you to get your Bible, 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 17 to 20. And a lot of times I like to read the scripture because I know people don't read. It's there.
Because now?
But somebody told me a long time ago, if you want to hide something, put it in writing. And so, because people don't read. And so I'm going to take the time to read and then go into an expository situation because this word is a rhema word. A rhema word means a right now word. This is a word.
Yes.
Somebody is going to need and utilize. So everything happened exactly as the man of God had predicted when the king came to his house. The man of God had said to the king, by this time tomorrow, in the markets of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost 1 piece of silver and 12 quarts of barley grain will cost 1 piece of silver. The king's officer had replied, that couldn't happen, even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven. You always got somebody got to be have a smart response. The king's officer said, that couldn't happen. I hear what you're saying, Elijah, but that couldn't happen, even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven. That's a bold statement. And the man of God turned to him and said, let me tell you something. I promise you this. You will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it. And so it was, for the people trampled him to death at the gate. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And the message today is, by this time tomorrow. I love reading from the Old Testament because the stories are fantastic. the things that people go through are the same things that you and I go through today. The Bible told you there's nothing new under the heavens. There's nothing new under the sun. What was yesterday will be tomorrow. And what was tomorrow will become another part of yesterday. It's real. Things just go round and round in circles. Ain't nothing new. Just new ways of doing old things, that's all. Ain't nothing new. But just new ways of doing old things. But the scripture said, by this time tomorrow. Somebody once described tomorrow to me by saying this. Did you know that today is the tomorrow that you spoke of yesterday? Let me say that to you again. Did you know that today is the tomorrow that you spoke of and looked for yesterday? What you saying, Pastor? The day today, this Thursday, was the tomorrow you spoke about yesterday, Wednesday. And it has now become your today. Keep that in mind because it's important. By this time tomorrow, which is really saying by this time today, later today, that things are going to turn around. I've got some good news for everybody listening. You're in a state of what I call turnaround. You're in a state of turnaround. God is getting ready to turn things around for you. You've gone through hell and high water, but God is getting ready to turn that situation around on your behalf. By this time tomorrow, somebody is going to be able to confess that things are about to turn around for me. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What you say comes into pass. Somebody needs to open up your mouth and say, by this time tomorrow, glory to God.
By this time tomorrow, yes, Lord.
Things are going to be better. You got to believe that. You got to put that in the atmosphere. By this time tomorrow, things are going to be better. Like Queen Esther, God has given, and you've got to say, me, an anointing and the grace to operate in times such as this. You need a specific grace to operate now in this day and time. Well, I was talking to some parents the other day, and we were talking about the fact that you need a certain type of grace to have children. When you're young and vibrant, you got the grace to handle all of the situations that come up. You can go to the games. You can help them plan the parties. You can do whatever needs to do. You can plan to educate them. You can do whatever you have to do for them. But when you become an older person, you ain't got that grace no more. What you once had, you don't have it anymore. Don't come to me telling me at 67 years old, I'm going to have a child. No. I don't have the grace for that. But God is going to give you the grace to overcome the circumstances that you are dealing with. Things are going to start working out in your favor. What the enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for your good. You hear what I said?
Yeah.
What the enemy meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for good, because what things are working in your favor. You got to put it in your mind. I can live beyond where I am this morning or this afternoon or this evening. I can live beyond this. I've got problems. I got trials. I got tribulation. But I'm going to live beyond this.
Yes, sir.
Not die, but live. So that you can declare the goodness of God in the morning. You start to, you have to declare in your mind, by this time tomorrow, things will be different. By this time tomorrow, things will be different. Let's look at this story so you understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. As I said, things have not changed. Samaria was going through just what we are going through right now. through a tremendous famine. They were going through a situation where inflation had eaten up everything that they had. Why? Because circumstances beyond their control had caused them to be lacking. We're living in a society now where gas has gone up to $5 or more a gallon. I remember my dad used to get upset because he couldn't find gas for 25 cents. He'd have a problem now. But inflation has taken us to another level. I went to the store on the 4th of July to go buy some bread, but I couldn't find any bread on the shelves because everybody had taken the bread and left the rolls and the hot dog rolls and the hamburger rolls because the bread was cheaper than the hamburger rolls. The hamburger rolls used to be two for $3. Now it's $4.99 a bag. Folks left them sitting there. They went back to the old-fashioned way and put their hot dogs on bread and put their hamburger between two slices of bread and had a wonderful time eating them.
I know that's
inflation,
right.
Inflation will make you do things that you didn't think you could do. Inflation will have you trying to find ways of paying bills and you not knowing where the money is coming from to pay the bill. And it certainly ain't going to come if you start listening to Creslow Dollar and all this other foolishness saying that you shouldn't pay tithes and give offerings. The greatest blessing plan that God ever gave to the church was tithe and offering.
Yes,
Lord. If you will just trust me and put me to the test, just like Gideon did, put me to the test and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you wouldn't have room enough to receive. I told you that I would rebuke the fowler. What is the fowler? The fowler is inflation. It meant that I would rebuke inflation from your house. You'll be able to pay your bills. You won't have to duck the bill collector. Because God will help you pay what you need to pay and pay it on time. By this time tomorrow, things will change. You may not have everything you'd like to have to eat, but I heard the Bible say that David said, I was once young, but now I'm old. He said, but there's one thing I've never seen. He said, I've seen a whole lot of stuff. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, and I've never seen their seed begging for bread. We got children today that can't get formula. God can turn it around by this time tomorrow.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir.
By this time tomorrow. Ain't nothing changed. What was happening in Samaria is happening today, but God can turn it around and is about to do so. That thing that's bothering you, watch God do it for you as long as you put your trust in him.
Amen.
Samaria was besieged by another country, just like Putin is trying to do to the Ukraine. Ain't nothing new. Folks still are trying to take over other governments. The Bible said that in the last days there would be wars and rumors of wars. He told you that this was going to happen. Why are you upset? He said this was the beginning of sorrows, but it wasn't the end. Things are going to change. They're going to turn around. It was bad in the city. It was so bad, the Bible said, that they had eaten all of the animals that they'd had. And they said that a mule's head or a horse's head was worth so much money. And then they said it got so bad that somebody was walking around the street with a cup. And when the pigeons dropped their droppings, they would scoop up the droppings and sell the droppings. And then one day the king is standing on the rampart looking over, wondering how I'm going to deal with all this madness. And one woman comes to him and says, I need to talk to you, and I need you to help me. He says, how can I help you when I can't help anybody else? And she said, no, hear me. She said, I had a son, but we were so hungry. My neighbor said, kill your son and boil him and let's eat him, and tomorrow we eat my son. So she said, I killed my son, and we ate him. Cannibalism. That's how bad it was. She said, but when I went to her to say, it's time for you to kill your son, she hid her son, so we couldn't eat. And the Bible says the king got upset, and he went to God, and he got mad at the prophet Elijah because he said, you brought this on us, but Elijah didn't do it. Sin brought it on him. When you turn from God, sin will come and in a sinful situation, and you don't let it go when God says let it go, God will do what he has to do to turn you around. He'll let heartache come. He'll let trials come. He'll let tribulations come. Why? To turn you around. What did he tell Solomon? If my people, he said, if I turn around and I shut up heaven, if I send pestilences through the land, if I send people to conquer the land, he says, if my people would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. Does that sound like the days in which we live today? Ain't nothing new. But God got the word that there was a problem. He saw what was happening. The enemy had besieged the city, and the gates of the city were shut up. And the enemy had put his camp outside of the city so that nobody could get in and nobody could get out. But look at what God does. God goes and sends Elisha to the king to say, I got something to tell you. I heard from heaven. Heaven told me to tell you that by this time tomorrow, your situation is going to turn around. By this time tomorrow, you may not be eating anything today, but you're going to have so much food tomorrow until it's going to be cheap to buy. You may not have anything to drink right now, but this time tomorrow, you're going to have everything that you could possibly want. And the Bible said one of the king's servants, somebody he relied upon as an administrator, looked at him and looked at Elijah and said, man, you got to be a fool. You got to be crazy. He said, if God opened up the windows of heaven, that couldn't happen. You got to be careful who you allow to speak into your heart and into your mind.
I know that's right.
Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law does he meditate day and night. And he turns around and said, if you do so, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Be careful who you let speak into your mind. The Bible says that a man thinks, so is he. Don't you let nobody tell you you're less than who you are. Let me digress for a minute. Don't you let nobody tell you that you're less than who you are. You know what you were. You know what you were into, and you know what God has brought you out of, and you know who God has made you now. Don't let nobody call you who you were.
That's right.
I get upset with Paul when I read Paul talk about Rahab. He always refers to her as Rahab the harlot. Paul, Rahab had stopped being a harlot. When she met those spies and told them what the people of Jericho were thinking and helped them to escape, she stopped being a harlot.
That's right.
And she became one of the foreparents of Jesus Christ. And you want to call her a harlot? No. Don't let nobody keep calling you what you once were. Look at me now. By this time, tomorrow, things gonna change. That man told Elijah, he said, and that ain't gonna happen. And Elijah looked at him and said, I got news for you, son. You're gonna see it take place. But I promise you that you won't eat any of the food that everybody else will be eating on. And he went about his business. And he said, Pastor, how did it happen? It was easy. Go on and read the rest of the story. That's why I said the chapter is interesting. You've got four lepers. who are outside of the city. And the Bible never tells you who the lepers are, but many people think it might have been Gehazi and his three sons. Gehazi used to be Elisha's main adjutant, but Gehazi told Naaman a lie in order to get some things that Elisha didn't want. And he came back to Elisha's house, and Elisha looked at him and said, you know what? Because you did what you did, the leprosy that was on Naaman will now come on you and will come upon your children. That's why I'm here to tell some father today, you got to be careful what you do. Because you can't tell me anymore that do as I say, don't do as I do, because what I do will not affect you. That's not true. The Bible lets you know. And he told us that the iniquity of the fathers will be cast upon the third and the fourth generation. What you do now can affect your son. It can affect your grandson. It can affect your granddaughter. Why do you think there's so much generational cursing in our family?
Yes, Lord.
Because of your foolishness. Four lepers had a conversation. And they talked among themselves. They said, you know, we're in a sorry state, just like we are today. We're in a sorry state. He said, if we go into the city of Samaria, they'll kill us. So let's go on up to where the Armenians are and see if they'll give us some food. And if they don't, they're going to kill us. Well, we're going to die anyhow, so what does it matter? Let's go. And the Bible said they went to walking toward the enemy's camp. But look at what God did. The moment they started walking, God allowed the enemy to hear a great host of horses and chariots coming. He made them think that those four men that were walking toward their camp was an army of thousands.
Yeah.
Every step they took, God magnified the step so that it frightened the individuals that were in their camp to the point that they ran away and left everything.
Look out now.
The jewels, the money, they left everything and ran for their lives. When the four lepers got to the camp, they saw that everything was gone. They sat down, enjoyed a good meal, ate some, drank some wine, and took some gold and some fine clothing, and they ran back to their little cave, and they hid everything, and they were heading back, and somebody said, wait a minute, this is wrong. We can't do this by ourselves. Let's go back and tell the king what has happened. The Bible says they went and they told the guard to tell the king what they had discovered and what they found. And the king sent out a force to look to see if what they said was true. And when they found out it was true, the Bible said all of the people in the town ran, in the city, in the capital, ran out to the enemy's camp and found all the riches that they, and the food and the wine and the clothing that they wanted. And the Bible said when they came back into the city, the man who had told the man of God that this couldn't happen, he was standing at the opening of the gate, and the people walked on him and trampled him to death. He saw them coming back with the food. He saw them coming back with the money. He saw them coming back with the goods. But he died like a dog because he dared to tell the prophet of God that things wouldn't happen. So I'm telling somebody today, I don't care what you're in. You may be sick in your body, but you may have to turn around and tell God, now I see healing. I see healing.
Yes.
This time I'm going to be healed. I see healing because God said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. You must tell yourself, I must not die but live. I'm going to be like Lazarus. I will live to declare the goodness of God. You may be unemployed now, but God is preparing a place for me to gain employment. This time tomorrow, I'm going to have a job. God's going to give me favor with somebody, and and I'm going to have a job. I may be financially challenged right now. That's another way of saying I may be broke. My bills may be behind right now. But in a few days, God's going to turn it around.
Oh, yes.
Responsibility by this time tomorrow. Creditors may be calling, but I'm not going to deduct and hide from them. I'm not going to tell my children to tell them daddy ain't home. I'm just going to simply say, hey, give me just a day or two and watch God work a word. Watch God work a miracle in your on your behalf. Ask me how I know, because I know what he's done for me.
Yes, Lord, me too.
Bible says, it is he. And you'll find this, I believe it was in Numbers chapter 8, verse 18. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Your bills are going to be paid. Why? Because the Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God is my Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. I'm going to come out of this.
Yes.
And my seed is not going to be begging bread. I'm not going to be begging for anything. God's going to make a way for me. There's going to be peace in my home. Why? Because the Bible says, what did Joshua say? As for me and my house, my children will serve the Lord. You've got to put those children in the hands of God. Yes, they may be on drugs. Yes. They may be giving you some kind of problem, but put them in the hands of God and let God work it out. Don't tell him how to do it. Let him do it.
Amen. That's right.
Go to jail. Let him go to jail. Maybe that's the thing that will keep him alive. Let God handle it the way he needs to handle it. Like an old mother said years ago when she was in a public prayer, don't pray your personal prayers out loud in a public setting. But she turned around and she said, let Jesus fix it. And she said, fix it, Jesus, fix it. And if you fix it, I know it'll be fixed the right way. I won't have to come back and ask you to do it again. You fix it. I'm taking my hands off of it. I'm asking you to break that addiction. I'm asking to transform that mind by the renewing of the Holy Ghost power that is within me and within them. Then the old song we used to sing, there's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change it brought in my life. And I'm through by saying this. You've got to declare this thing.
Yes, Lord.
I see myself in the future. I like what I see. And things look a whole lot better. Diana Ross used to sing a song, and she sang it at the Queen's Jubilee. She said, I'm coming out. Yes, I'm coming out. You got to let somebody know I'm coming out of this. By this time tomorrow, things are going to change for me. By this time tomorrow, God's going to do for me what needs to be done. By this time tomorrow, whatever you need, God's got it.
Yes,
whatever you do, God can turn it around. I don't care what you're going through right now. The Bible said, and Job told us, a man that's born of a woman is a few days, and those days are going to be full of trouble. You're going to go through something. And you got to understand something. That even as Jesus let us know, the Bible said that when he had rebuked the devil after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible said the devil departed for a season. What does that mean? It meant he left him for a little while, but he was coming back again.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad you have somebody that can raise up a standard? Aren't you glad that you have somebody that's there to protect you? How do you know that? Because he said, I will look to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes. Then he turned around and said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And what? And let the King of Glory, as the King
shall
of
come
Lord,
in. Lord,
amen. My God, let him in to do what he has.
Amen.
Lord, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open up the door and I'll come in and I'll sup with him. I'm not worried. He turned around and said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. the world and they that dwell therein. Oh, you trying to hurt me? But I heard God said. When David turned around and said, though my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not be over concerned. Why? Because I've learned how to wait on the Lord. And while I'm waiting on him, I'm going to be of good courage, because by this time tomorrow, things are going to turn around for me. I see myself in the future, and I like and things look a whole lot better. Pastor, how can you say that? Because the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it also said that God is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently.
We count.
Diligently. He will bless you because you're diligently seeking after him. And by faith, faith will help you to make it through your trial and tribulation. Let's go to that faith concept just and then close it out. Faith is just another way, as an old saint told me, she said, Joe, just believe that you have what you don't have until it comes into being. Just
amen.
Even though you don't have it, believe you got it till it gives
that's
it to
right.
you. And if you keep that, you're going to make it. I see myself in the future. I like what I see. I see myself in the future, and what I see looks a whole lot better than what it does now. Why? Because by this time tomorrow, God's going to turn it around. It's in your hands, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Overseer Jackson on tonight, thank you for those words of encouragement on tonight. Not only for me, but I received that word on tonight. I received it personally. And I know that I'm not the only one that received this word on tonight. This word was not just for me. This word was for every listener that's listening in by faith. And so we just thank God for using you to be the instrument to share this good news as a reminder to us that God is a promise keeper. So right now, I'm opening up the phone lines right now. Someone needs to mute your phone. I'm hearing some feedback in the background. Someone needs to mute their phone. I'm opening up the phone lines right now. Anyone that has a question for Overseer Jackson, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you have an opportunity to do so now. All the phone lines are open right now.
Yes.
Anyone?
Yes. This is Robinson. I just want to say I really enjoyed your topic by this time tomorrow, and you has some wonderful words of encouragement, and I just pray that God continues to bless you and your ministry and Brother Brown and all the listeners, and I truly enjoyed the service today. Also, I would like to ask about Brother Cox and his family. And, you know, I continue to keep them in our prayers, and may God continue to strengthen he and his wife.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We definitely, most definitely keeping Deacon Mother Cox and his wife.
Now, was it Mr. Cox or his wife that's ill? I wasn't sure.
It's his wife. It's his wife. Okay. It's his wife, Betty Cox. That's ill. That's in the hospital. So we definitely want to keep him in prayer.
I sure will. I will continue to pray for him and his wife. So thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I truly enjoyed your speaker for tonight.
Amen. We thank God for you on tonight as well. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Anyone else?
What's the matter with you? Look at you.
The phone lines are open. Hello?
Yes, that was
Hello?
That was a good service.
Yes.
And congratulations, James, on your ninth anniversary.
Thank you so much, Cousin Mary Ann from Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you so much. Amen. I appreciate you. Love you.
Love you too, baby.
Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, yeah. I would like to say that I enjoyed the service, and I pray for y'all. Y'all keep praying for me. And happy anniversary, James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I would sing that.
Yes. This is Esther Tutting, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Amen. I know. I'm definitely keeping you in my prayers, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Thank you, Brother Overseer Jackson. Overseer Jackson, this is Sister Walker. We just want to thank you. Want to thank you for that marvelous word tonight. That we can't wait till the change is going to come by this time tomorrow. I love that song. I need thee every hour. Yes, we need the Lord every hour of the day. Thank you so much for the message.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Yeah. James, can you hear me? Yes, sir. This is Pastor Norman King. Yes, we can.
Yeah, I just thank God for the truth.
Amen.
Hey, the overseers just preach the truth, man. And, I mean, that excites me all by itself because you don't always get the truth when people start preaching. Yeah. But I can say, tonight, thank God for the truth. Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you and have fun you and happy anniversary to you, Cousin James.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Pastor Norman King, that's my cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. And that was his sister Mary Ann King from North Carolina and Aunt Essie from North Carolina and Sister Gwen Walker from Detroit, Michigan, Overseer Jackson. Once again, we want to thank each and every one of you. Anyone else may have a word of encouragement or do you have a question or anything before we close out for tonight? Anyone else?
Yes, Brother Brown, Mr. Robinson, again, I want to say congratulations on your time in service to the Lord.
Hey, man, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. So I'm asking everyone to keep me in your prayers that the Lord will continue to, that God will continue to use me and this will our platform and ministry. They will continue to be a blessing to the people of God, to the body of Christ, and to all those that may not be saved, they would have a chance to hear the word of God and have an opportunity to be saved through the word of God.
Amen.
Overseer Jackson, I want you to know that before my pastor brought the word on this past Sunday morning, that's the, hold on 1 second, I'm going to close out some of these phones because I'm getting some feedback. Hold on just 1 second. I don't know where it's coming from, but hold on just 1 second. Okay, I think I got it. Overseer Jackson, on last Sunday morning, before my pastor brought the word to the congregation on last Sunday, that's a song that he led as a hymn to the congregation, I Need Thee Every Hour. And that's one of my favorite hymns, I Need Thee, because it is so true. For such a time as this that we're living in, if we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. So again, Overseer Jackson, I just want to say thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to help me share and celebrate my 90th anniversary as an internet radio host. And I thank you for that word, that confirmation that we know that by this time tomorrow that things are going to change and it's going to be for our good. And so I just thank God for you on tonight. You continue to be the man of God that he has called and ordained for you to be for such a time as this. You continue to stand on his word. You continue to preach and teach his word. May God, you ain't seen nothing yet. The best for you is still yet to come as well.
Oh, wow. Wow.
If you want to keep my sister in Christ, one of my other members from my church, Sister Tara Doss, we want to keep her in prayer. She cannot speak right now because she has a problem with her voice, but she always dials in and she always wants to speak, but the doctor has her on strict orders not to say anything. So we want to definitely keep her in prayer. We're going to close out for tonight in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We, your children, are coming together once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you for your word that you have shared through your man of God, Overseer Jackson, on tonight for us, that we, the listeners, can know that you are a promise keeper. And by this time tomorrow, things are going to be better, and we're going to be better doers of your word because of what we just heard on tonight. We are not going to be afraid or ashamed to be a witness for you, Heavenly Father. We're going to stand in holy boldness declaring the goodness of the Lord. We're going to continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ as you continue to bless us, that we can be a blessing to others, that you would get the glory through each one of our lives individually and then as a corporate body of believers in the name of Jesus. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. And we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, listeners, on tonight, please take a note that I will not be on this coming Saturday night. I will not be on this coming Saturday night. I will be with my younger sister as God has blessed her to write another gospel stage play, which will be taking place at the Mary Grove College on this coming Saturday. So I will not be doing a program on this coming Saturday night, the 9th of July. But we will be back on next Thursday night, the 14th of July, we will be back. So keep us in prayer and know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
So you clear.